The AccuWeather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high today around 30. The history of Racine County's Ridgewood Care Center, dating back to the Sunny Rest Sanitarium days, to the operation that meets today's needs, and how it compares to what other counties have done with their facilities, that's what was part of the second meeting of the task force looking at the future of that location. Would it be county-run? Could it be something else? Brown County's Hospital and Nursing Home Administrator, Luke Schubert, talking on the phone to the task force about how their operation is, and admitting some recent financial decisions had to be made. Julie Anderson, Racine County's Planning and Development Services Director, told the group, there appears to be just one minor deed restriction on the Ridgewood site, but more investigation will be done.
The only deed restriction that I was able to come up with, it said Racine County shall not sell or dispose of any of its land to the east of the grantor's land at a price lower than fair market value as determined by an independent appraisal without consent of the grantors. So what this tells me is we would be able, you know, there would be able to be a dollar sale in the same manner that we obtained the original 20 acres.
Immediate capital issues for Ridgewood, the replacement of burners and kitchenettes, that's close to $400,000. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave noting the nursing stations, those are 30 years old.
Our nursing stations are basically set up the same way they were set up in 1986. And to redo a nursing station, I looked at it, and we have four of them, and we just got a new nurse call system put in place. But to do a complete overhaul on the nursing stations was about somewhere like around $250,000 profit.
The agenda for the next meeting of the task force to include a presentation on the trends in county nursing homes. The group could have a recommendation to the county board by the end of its February 24th meeting. Racine County DA's office charging 21-year-old Tavares Gwynn of Waukegan with felony retail theft and misdemeanor marijuana possession, all connected to TVs and computers taken from the Burlington Walmart. Charging document has Gwynn first going after two laptop computers, then coming back a few days later for a couple of large-screen TVs. The marijuana allegedly found on his person when confronted by Burlington police. His next court date is February 17th. The Village of Pleasant Prairie is seeking state grants to try to fund expansion of Highway 165 from Prairie Springs Park west to near the interstate.
The Village Board this week authorized staff to submit applications to the Department of Transportation for $1 million in transportation economic assistance to widen the highway to four lanes. The project would include an additional bridge over the Des Plaines River. Village Administrator Mike Polakoff said given the financial demands of the project, estimated at $6.5 million, it cannot move forward without the grants. TEA grants are tied to economic development, and as part of the process, the village would sign job guarantees with the DOT, representing 75 jobs pledged by Niagara Bottling and 262 jobs by Meijer. Each of those companies has already met their commitment of jobs to the state. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The former Zahn's Department Store building in downtown Racine on Monument Square, which was, of course, targeted for a children's museum that never materialized, that's been sold out to a developer from Brookfield. $275,000 sold by Tri-City National Bank. Bakan Singh, under his limited liability corporation called 500 Main Street, recently acquired the 39,000-square-foot structure, encompassing four stories on the square, and for which, of course, other potential new uses in recent years also never came to be. Zahn's disappeared from the downtown landscape 35 years ago. As for Singh, he's best known for creating a series of gas stations and convenience stores around Wisconsin. The IRS again putting out a warning to the public about phone scams and victims being told they have to pay what they still owe or could face arrest, deportation, or license revocations. The agency says Wisconsin residents have been scammed now out of more than $250,000 in just over 2 years, and there's an increasing number of calls lately due to the tax filing season. If you have one of those fitness trackers that wear like a watch, be aware you might be leaking information, your own. More on that from Michael Toscano.
Canadian researchers say devices like the Fitbit, Basis Peak, and Mio Fuse don't just track your steps and heart rate, they also let people track you. The devices and the apps that accompany them are prone to giving up data and login information, they say. The researchers studied a number of other devices, including the Garmin VivoSmart, Jawbone Up 2, Withings Pulse O2, and Xiaomi Mi Band, but the Apple Watch was the only one that didn't cough up personal data. I'm Michael Toscano.
And Ben Carson cutting almost half of his campaign staff as his poll numbers plummet. The Washington Post today reporting the GOP presidential candidate also slashing salaries but keeping key aides in place. A Kenosha restaurant west of the interstate at Highway 50 will not play host to a meeting of a national group that supports the legalization of rape. The meeting canceled along with others around the country at the last minute. The Return of Kings tried to coordinate 165 of these meetings in 43 countries for Saturday, one of them the Bratstop. The group's leader, Rush Valadese, on the online posting last night said, "I can no longer guarantee the safety or privacy of the men who want to attend on February 6th, especially since most of the meetups cannot be made private in time." Bratstop ownership expressing outrage at learning about the group's intent, posting a sign out front that reads, "Hate mongers not welcome." An expert on suicide who's scheduled to speak in Racine next week knows the topic from personal experience. At the age of 19, Kevin Hines tried to kill himself by jumping off the Golden State Bridge. That was some time ago, but he admits to not being quite over some of the problems that led to that decision.
There are days when I get suicidal. There are days when I don't see the hope, but I always, always, always tell myself that even though I cannot see the hope, I know for a fact that if I just keep walking, it is there. I will find it. I just need time.
He's authored a book titled Cracked, Not Broken, Surviving and Thriving After a Suicide Attempt. He's being brought to Racine by the 21st Century Preparatory School for a public presentation the evening of February 11th at Infocino's. A lockdown at the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Department of jail last night due to a bomb threat, the caller claiming it was connected to seeking justice for convicted killer Stephen Avery. Manitowoc Police Captain Larry Zimney says it was just the latest disruption to that community.
The citizens don't know the extent of the threats made towards employees of both agencies and to staff at the courthouse, but there have been some significant threats made towards staff in general and aimed towards specific people. That should be concerning for anybody.
The courthouse, sheriff's department, other nearby government buildings all swept by the Brown County bomb squad. Nothing was found. We Energies installed an air monitoring station at 7 Mile Road near Highway 32 in Caledonia not long ago due to health concerns raised about coal dust particles by some of the folks living near the Oak Creek Power Plant. It's basically just a trailer on a slab of concrete secured by a fence. The results for 17 days of monitoring, according to the utility's Brian Matthey, are online at we-energies.com, but they show, he said, acceptable norms for the amount of particulate. A lot of the neighbors at the power plant have met several times on what they claim are health issues connected to the coal dust. Legislation considered at the state capitol would expand the rights of lake property owners. One provision of the bill from De Pere Republican Senator Frank Lissay has to do with the legal authority of the owners to dredge muck off the bottom.
And this would, I think, strike a balance of requiring the DNR to be involved, requiring best practices, placing limits on it, but allowing people to go out and do that if they desire, rather than having the DNR say, hey, this is a specially sensitive area, so no.
Senator Lissay maintains the DNR rejects too many dredging permits. There is a companion bill in the assembly. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole going to discuss a communication soon from the 11th District Alderman Mary Land. It's requesting support for a resolution to oppose the extension of disastrous trade policies. Alderman Jim Kaplan felt some additional information would help in the discussion. Council President Dennis Weiser this week suggesting a deferral.
How they were voted on, if they're both in the House, both in the Senate, so that we know exactly what we're talking about. Definitely the treaties themselves.
That's another reason why I would appreciate a motion to defer, because we did receive copies of this, but as I look around, I don't think everybody brought their copies.
The motion to defer to another committee of the whole meeting was approved. President Obama, members of Congress, international leaders all gathering at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning, at which House Speaker Paul Ryan said prayer is a part of our national heritage.
We believe that our rights come from God, and our job as office holders is to protect those rights. So it is only natural that we should ask for his guidance as we seek to do his will.
Over 3,500 attending that gathering. It started back in 1953. Wisconsin ranks third in the country when it comes to student loan debt. And while Governor Walker's been talking about some things to try to help deal with the problem, the student loan debt program coordinator at One Wisconsin Now, Annalise Eicher, says the governor's ideas, like more internships, do not go far enough and really won't provide that much relief.
Wisconsin was the first to put this idea of refinancing out there, and what we've seen happen is that other states are seeing this idea and sort of taking it and running with it. Some of us here with student loans are a little jealous.
She notes Minnesota's move to use language from a bill that Wisconsin proposed, but which Wisconsin lawmakers on the GOP side will not advance. That's frustrating, she says. in several ways, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss indicating a wait-and-see approach as to how it's going to work in Minnesota. 5 months from today, on July the 4th, it's lakefront fireworks in the city of Racine. Ahead of that, going to come Finance Committee discussion about a new three-year contract with Melrose Pyrotechnics. Also, the city's Standing Joint Review Board and the Plan Commission will both be taking up communications from Mayor Dickert to create tax incremental financing District number 19 in the Uptown area, as well as closing TIF number 16, also in Uptown. State of Wisconsin could implement online registration for voters by the spring of 2017, which would forbid Milwaukee officials from moving forward with a plan to provide local IDs. That's under bills approved by a Senate committee. A last-minute amendment to one bill would make a number of changes to the election laws. A separate proposal would prohibit county and town governments from issuing or spending money on photo ID cards. That bill further clarifying local IDs, which already have been issued, cannot be used for voting or to obtain food stamps and other public benefits. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is going to be the commencement speaker at UW-Madison on May the 4th at Camp Randall Stadium. He, of course, played for the Badgers in his senior season after transferring from North Carolina State, where he had graduated. And take note that tickets for the Park Case basketball game are going to be advance purchase only from the two schools. No tickets will be sold at the door. Coming up is our AccuWeather forecast. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.